This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
What's up, NBA fans? It's Danny Green here. For those who want an inside look at the league through the eyes of a three-time champion, check out my podcast, Inside the Green Room. New episodes drop every week. Be sure to subscribe to Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I love you. I love you.
They call them trolls or whatever, people that just sit behind a computer in their mom's basement.
You idiot.
It was a joke.
Hold on. Let me put my wooden teeth in so you can understand me better.
And we're sitting here again. We're sitting here again talking about the same things.
Shall I call you Ron? Dr. Dick? What should we go with here?
You can call me Ron.
Bob, why don't you tell people who won our putting contest?
Joe Starkey with a brand new approach to putting. We just have a little mat back there, and you beat me. I made 4 of 6. You made 5 of 6. So congratulations on your success on the putting green.
Thank you, Bob.
Well done. And I like the fact that you have renewed your interest in golf after you just went away from it 30 seconds ago.
Well, I'll tell you who helped me there was Sam Deep over...
Sam's great with the short
the dad.
Game.
Yeah, there's a dad and a son, both
yes.
named Sam. He helped me with 2 little tips. So I've gotten better at putting. Of course, I've gotten worse at driving as it goes along, but that's beside the point, Bob. Limitless Wonder here has the Express. Everybody hop on board. We're going to be periodically playing clips from our 15 years here on The Fan because we're celebrating at Rivers Casino tonight. And man, some of the stuff that's going to happen there is going to be great, Bob. I can't wait. And you'll be late, but you'll be there.
Yeah, I don't have a lot of time, but I'm going to come like about 7:15, and then I'll have to leave, I don't know, sometime a little after 8, so it won't be long.
That's it? You're going
to
be there for 45 minutes?
You know, I have responsibilities at
KDKA
TV, and I'm not doing that.
This is unbelievable, Limits.
Just 45 minutes of Bob? Well, then we don't even get an hour of Bob?
Believe me.
We don't even get an hour of Bob?
I will be taking a lot of abuse, I'm sure, so therefore, I'll try to duck out and do an Irish exit.
I see there's tea times at Hickory Heights today. Now I'm tempted. All right, Limits, go.
How are you going to go on your tee time and make it back in time for the party?
I might not.
T. Higgins.
If Bob can show up late, why can't I?
T. Higgins tweeted last night, cap, with a ball cap.
What does that mean?
3.6 million views that it received. And the idea, I think, behind this, what a lot of people are taking from it is, you know, Cincinnati is going to franchise Higgins if they can't get a long-term deal done. They want to get a long-term deal done. But T. Higgins, with the little cap emoji and a lot of people reacting to it, seems to think he wants to test the open market, or at least that's how I take this, Joe.
Well, the cap apparently means, it's a like you said, a ball cap, that someone is lying.
Yes.
That's how that's translated. And yes, their GM was out there talking about how optimistic he is and we're going to get a long-term deal, and T. Higgins apparently isn't sold on that, Bob. This is a little bit tricky. I mean, they're about to make Ja'Marr Chase the highest paid non-quarterback in the NFL. You're going to pay another receiver all that money plus Hendrickson? It's going to be tricky.
Yeah, I mean, that's difficult. That's the same position. And how much money could you put in the one position? It's sort of like the Steelers putting a lot of money into the defense and not all that much into the offense. If you believe you have difference makers, though, and I believe those three guys together are really good and they can be the difference with scoring, you know, 30 points a game on average versus less than that and maybe exposing your defense. I don't know if I would disagree with it. I know Chase has a year left. He wanted a new deal last year when he had 2 years left. They weren't going to do that. But now this kind of crisscrosses here. Both of these guys are in positions where they're talking extending contracts. How much do you invest in wide receiver versus other positions?
It's a good question. I don't want to hear from Joe Burrow anymore about this. I can tell you that much. They're about to make his guy, the highest paid non-quarterback in the league in Ja'Marr Chase. So if that costs you T. Higgins, Joe Burrow, too bad. Take a Tom Brady deal. Save some money for your team. You took $55 million a year. That's the second highest quarterback salary in the league per year. I don't blame you. I'd go for the money too. But then when it comes time to signing two receivers to mega deals, I think you want to sit this one out, honestly. They're giving you your guy. They're giving you $55 million. Why don't you let them do what they're doing? You know what I mean, Bob? I don't need to hear from him.
He got what he got. He wanted what he wanted. And so, therefore, you shouldn't go out of your way to decide what's next for the franchise. That's not your role. You have to do. And if you're that good, if you're worth $55 million, you'll make everybody around you better. I understand what he's trying to do, stick up for those guys who want to get top dollar. So, fine. Go ahead and do it. But if I'm the Bengals front office there, I have to see what's best. Their defense is not as good as it needs to be. And you still need to, you know, improve positions there. I don't know what the market's going to be for two guys. They're both going to make $35 million a year, maybe more. What is the market for wide receivers right now, Joe?
It's getting up around there. Yeah, I mean, they're going to make a ridiculous deal for him. Did Mark Cabali? Mark Cabali has weighed in 19 minutes ago limits.
I'm glad that you mentioned that because that was the next item up.
Longtime Steelers apologist Mark Cabali.
Steelers have made upgrades at their facility this year, according to Cabali. Cabali says that they have added a sauna and upgraded the weight room. The problem is, according to Cabali, and always will be, that the facility is just too small to accommodate an NFL and Division I football team, to which Donnie Football comments, "I have a sauna in my garage, and so does every LA Fitness."
Bob, what do you make of this?
I do agree with when you share facilities, it cuts into the overall square footage you have for the professional facility. So, but I don't see that changing anytime soon. I do think they're planning down the road to improve facilities there, maybe expand, do something different. But I still think the plan is to have both Pitt and the Steelers in the same place. So if that's the case, you know, that criticism probably won't go away.
You think that they're going to be in the same facility for a long, long time, that the Steelers won't build their own
opinion,
or that
yeah.
Pitt won't build it. My God, Pitt's building enough right now. The last thing they need to do is put money into a practice facility, right?
Yeah, I don't think that that's going to happen. But that, I mean, that's just my opinion on it.
All right, next.
Wait, and now Doran's comments and says that he has a sauna in his basement. Why didn't we see this when we went to Doran's house last year? I didn't see this sauna. Why weren't we sauna?
Cabali jumps in with the defense, it sounds like, doesn't it? With the sauna news?
Doran says Pat Freiermuth and Cam used to come over to his house and use it before the Steelers installed one.
Did you know that, Bob?
No, I had no idea.
Do you have a sauna at your house?
No.
Yes, you
no,
do.
No, I don't.
Yes,
I go to the local LA Fitness, and that's where although this one is now broken, so they got to fix it. That's the only thing I look forward to. It's my cheat code. When I go in there and come out sweating, people say, "Well, you had a good workout." I said, "Yes, but I really
something
I didn't."
About saunas when they're public like that. I don't know.
It's good for your.
Yeah, I like them. Don't get me wrong. I don't like the fact that somebody else just sat there, bare naked, and sweated their whole body out. You know what I mean? How clean can it be when I go in?
Austin, can you imagine him in a sauna?
No, I don't want to.
He brings those Clorox white strips or whatever those things are with him everywhere he goes.
Oh, Bob, I think we got to wipe this down. I don't know who just sat here. We got to make sure all the Clorox is wiped off.
You do get a lot of different approaches in there, in the
everything
public sauna. You get
like
people
leaks
who,
out of your body in a sauna, and then you go sit where the same guy just sat. I don't like the whole concept, Bob.
Would you be naked in a sauna if you
went? Wait, no, I'm thinking, what's the difference between a sauna and the other place?
Steam room is good. I like that.
The sauna's where you sit on the bench.
Yeah, it's just hot.
Yeah, I don't like
steam
that.
Steam room has, you can have mist, you know.
I like the steam room too, but it's the same theory.
It is.
It's just it shouldn't be public, I don't think. It shouldn't be just a free-for-all. I don't like the idea of it.
But. So my dad weighs in. He's saying he was always going to put a sauna in our basement, but that my mother never wanted it. Should we? We're redoing our basement right now. My friend James is doing our basement. He's doing a great job so far. Well, should we put a sauna?
Yes.
Should we put a sauna down there?
Yes. It sounds like the Steelers aren't impressed with the new sauna, right? That the players really didn't go for this, Bob?
I don't know. I don't see that stuff. So they have it kind of off limits. So you don't really see what goes on in there.
Would you like
we
to know?
We just see the locker room and that's it.
Yeah. I don't even see that anymore. Would you like to know the top markets for the four nations? Anybody interested in that television-wise?
Oh, okay. Let's guess. Buffalo has to be one of them. You're talking about teams that, like, not counting Montreal and Boston, the host cities, or counting those cities?
Counting those cities. I'm talking about here's where the most people watched. Which cities?
I would
what's
say.
What's one?
I don't know what's one. I'm going to guess Buffalo's in this mix, right?
Wrong.
No. Pittsburgh's one.
Pittsburgh's one, but they're eighth at 221.
Ooh.
New York City is one at 675.
I would not have
me neither.
That.
Boston, Chicago,
Detroit,
Minneapolis, St. Paul, L.A., Detroit, Philly, and Pittsburgh.
L.A.? That's surprising.
Isn't it, though?
Yeah, it is. Yeah.
Stefanski's getting ripped now because his players gave him a C. What did it say about this, Limits? He's now trending on Twitter.
Stefanski.
67% of the players feel their head coach is efficient with their time. The players feel that Stefanski is moderately receptive to locker room feedback and ranked him 30th of 32 coaches in the league. I'm surprised by that, Bob. I am. And look at him now trending on Twitter. Aren't you proud of him?
Yeah, I don't know. I just think sometimes players get delusional about what they think they need. You know? You're making a lot of money. They try to do everything they can in there to make your life better.
Who does?
Most of these teams, I would imagine, do. Why wouldn't you? This is an investment you make.
Well, then
why
do the Steelers get such low grades every year?
I don't know.
Their strength coaches were 32nd in the league, according to the players.
How are we supposed to analyze that?
Well, that's a good question. I don't know. It raises questions, though.
Maybe the players are not as fit and strong as they thought they were. You can advise somebody to do something. A lot of it is on your own time. Maybe they're not doing what they were told. I don't know. Is that part of it? Do we know that
could
for sure?
That could be. Absolutely, that could be. Tomlin himself mentioned the soft tissue injuries. That seems problematic this year, doesn't it?
Yes. But it'd be hard for me to analyze why they occur.
Did you just cough or laugh?
You okay, Bob?
I didn't do any. I say occur. What did you think? That was a cough or a laugh?
Something.
I heard a cough.
There was a cough or a laugh there, was there not?
That's what I heard. I'll go back.
Yeah.
You know, I am to the point now where...
What?
I feel very uncomfortable in here.
I am
under assault every single day I come in here.
Bob, we've had a very nice relationship since you came on full-time. I mean part-time, full-time. So I was concerned about you. It sounded like you coughed.
Can you play that back?
Joe says, can you clip that? Not knowing that everything is already going out over the air and recording anyway.
Well, yeah, you still need to clip it off limits and replay it, right? Bob, I think our relationship is flourishing right now.
I do too, but then all of a sudden...
I was out of concern. It sounded like you laughed or laughed.
I don't know what I did.
Are you okay?
Yeah, I'm fine.
All right.
Can we move on?
Yes.
Okay. What are we moving to?
It's
hard for me to analyze why they occur. That was something I didn't know I did that.
See? I'm your watchdog
thank
now.
You.
I'm
thank
the
you,
guy
Joe.
Looking out for
I
you.
I analyze why they occur.
What happened, Bob?
I don't know. I ran out of oxygen. I don't know.
You got to take a breath there, Bob.
It's funny you mention that. Because
I think it's pepperoni driven. Something happened there.
I feel like I don't have as much wind to say things I want to say anymore. I was just freaking out about
true.
That this morning.
I think that's true.
I had a guy look at my voice box last week. That didn't sound right. To see if I had a problem with my voice box, Bob.
I don't know. The league gave him a D-, because he's not very good at determining whether or not your voice box is up to standards.
And then I feel like I keep running out of breath when I talk, and now I feel like I have some horrible disease or something. Do I?
Go to a sauna. It'll get everything out of you. Week said You'll leave everything behind on the sauna chair.
He said my lungs sounded fine. The other guy said my larynx, my voice. Is your larynx your voice box? Same thing? Synonymous?
I guess.
Nobody knows.
No.
We're certainly all revealing our level of intelligence here.
Yes.
And so I've been examined now like three times in the past week, and I keep losing my breath. Why? And now you did. Let's hear that again.
No,
this
let's
is happening
not hear that
to me.
Again because I didn't know I did it. Analyze why they occur. You're such a jag-off. You are,
Bob,
Austin.
Breathe in. Yeah. Breathe out.
Bob there just you called go. You a jag-off limits.
Wow.
Are you insulted by this?
See what he's doing?
What am I doing? Why do I always get this?
The hey Bob's bad enough, and then we go to this level.
Hey, Bob.
No. No, you can't do that.
Do you have Igor calling the other day by any chance? I think we're all in a celebratory mood with the party tonight, Bob. Did you hear the ruckus back there when it was me, you, Mulsey, and Pony doing our putting contest? I think everybody's hyped today.
Yeah, they are.
I think we're all
excited. Are there any instructions about what can and cannot be said?
There are. I felt like one of my songs got censored a little bit. I was going to report that to the FCC or the FAA. Who do you report it to?
FAA.
What is the FAA?
The FAA does air travel, I thought. Isn't that the federal aviation?
I don't know where to report it to. I can't. I keep losing my breath, Bob, when I try to talk.
The FAA is the Federal Aviation Administration.
Go back to Igor if you have that.
Well, let's 50-50. Find out. Igor in Indiana, how are you today? You're such a jagoff. You know, you really are.
Bob, you've been insulting me and Limith left and right lately.
You deserve it.
And it hurts.
That's all I can tell you. You deserve it.
It hurts. Next.
Talking about grasping for air there, Joe. You with the wheeze. All right.
I know. Does it sound like there's a problem? Who else should I go to get a check?
It just seems like you're laughing so heavily that you can't breathe at the moment during that.
I don't know.
That has happened. Have you ever laughed so hard?
I have done that. This is different. I keep running out of breath in the middle of talking. And it never happened to me before. What's gone wrong? Tell me.
You're just getting older. It happens.
Something's wrong. Go ahead.
Multiple top draft stars that are going to be in the 2025 NFL draft class are not participating in the combine. Tyler Warren, Penn State tight end, is not working out. He's just interviewing. Abdul Carter is doing the same thing, the Penn State pass rusher that could be in the top five. The same can be said for Shedeur Sanders, who is not going to throw at the combine. Ashton Jeanty is also not going to do some combine drills as well. Is this starting to feel like a little bit of a slight towards the combine? Does this take something away from the combine? Like, this is a little bit of a surprising development that more and more players are deciding just to interview and not go through the actual workout period, hold off until their pro day.
And the interviews are even more ridiculous. Yeah, just go to your pro day. Of course it takes away from the combine. That won't stop millions of people from sitting there and watching it, thinking that they're gleaning something from it, Bob.
I think if you're in one of those high-end positions, the less you do is probably better. And you can do it where you're most comfortable, on your campus, with the people you know, as opposed to going here. If you're one of these guys who needs to go and show and move up in the terms of stock and your potential here, I think you need to go to the combine. Guys like Calvin Austin became somebody we noticed because of his speed. But if you're already, you look at the draft board, you see who's 1 through 10, you know who those guys are. Do they have to go there and do anything more? They're going to be 1 through 10. You could do it on your own campus, feel more comfortable with it, and I think that's all they need to do. And who's to say you can't talk to somebody in your own town when they come to visit you? Why do you have to go to Indianapolis to go through a whole bunch of these interviews?
I hear you.
When you don't have to.
Right.
Not true for everyone, but for the elite players, I don't think you need to do it.
Anything else, Limits?
Yes, one more thing before we get to the big boy.
What about if a soft tissue issue occurs there? Who do you blame?
Well, that's probably one of the reasons they don't want to do anything.
Yeah, that's part of it. You can get hurt there.
Well, especially if what do you need to do if you're Ashton Jeanty? Honestly.
Really don't.
I mean, the tape speaks
for
itself.
How do you view it? I view production just as much as I do potential. I like production. If I see that kind of production, I think I made my mind up what kind of player he can be.
Yeah.
yeah, you may want more specifics.
And you learn about that from watching the tape. What else could it be, Bob, after my lungs or voice box when it comes to this? Now I'm getting curious. Why do I keep running out of breath? And apparently you do too. What's wrong with us?
Well, I know what's wrong with me. I don't know. I can't speak for you. It could be, I don't know, fluid on the lungs?
No, he listened to my lungs. I had him listen to the lungs.
Why are you asking me? Because I'm not a doctor. I can give you only scenarios that will make you really angry at me.
Maybe it was too much of that.
Maybe it's too much of that. You exert a lot of energy in your yelping.
That sounds like
I can't imagine your wife
suffering horribly.
Your wife would have to hate that. You don't do that at home, do you?
No, if I do anything approaching that, it almost becomes physically violent from her. She yells at me. You saw her. Did you see the video where she gave me the finger?
I did.
Just for yawning. That's it.
Yeah. Yawning is that's a thing that can really affect
relationship. Like a normal yawn with maybe a little squeak to it. Nothing like what we just, if she heard me do this, Bob, I'd be sleeping in a hotel tonight. That sounds like a baby on a plane. Next.
Well, it does sound like a sheep. All right, before we get to Kabali. Pony is at it again. Source.
Oh, no.
The Steelers have staff members who would love to bring back former Steeler defensive tackle Javon Hargrave. He knows the defense. He's only 32, and it would not preclude them from taking the defensive lineman in the draft.
Now that, I'm game for. You, Bob?
The only thing I would like, first of all, I think Javon Hargrave has done a really good job with his career, how he turned into a player that got a big contract.
Wait a second. Why do you only play three games?
I don't know, but that was one of my next things. He's 32, and when you're 32, I would rather start with somebody younger in a draft or someone younger in free agency. He won't command a big number because he already got the big number. He was looking for that one big contract in San Francisco. As much as I respect his career, what he's done, I wouldn't want him back here.
He tore his triceps.
They all do that at one point. Bicep, tricep, whatever.
He only played in three games. I don't know. That sort of sours me a little bit. But if you get him for a nice price, guys come back from that too. There it happened again. Did you hear that? Did you hear me lose my breath at the end of that? That normally doesn't happen, Bob.
I heard that.
Yeah.